Yo, gold chain on, listening the same song. Underground digital, somebody throw the game on. 88 MJ before he put the rings on. Jumping out the
Yo, what's up? What's happening? It's Dope Tomorrow of Dope Tomorrow TV. You know the vibes. One half of the Taking Shots team. We're back with a special edition. COVID.
Come on now.
Quarantine, pandemic, whatever going on out here in the world.
Come on now.
What's up with y'all, man?
Man, Rob Madden here, ladies and gentlemen, owner of Rye Media Company. You know, we're back in the building again, man. Taking Shots is here. This is episode number 47, and ladies and gentlemen, this is a brand spanking new episode of Taking Shots. Episode 47, man. What's going on,
man,
bro?
Man, look, man. Look at the hat. I'm chilling, quarantining. Young King got here doing his thing, man. I don't know, man. Like, I took it seriously. Like, they opened barbershops back up. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Nah. Then the lady said it was actually cute. So I was like, well, fuck it then.
Fuck it.
Because they was saying, like, you can go to the barbershop, but you have to wait outside in the car. And then they call you. Like, they were doing, like, the one at a time at one point. And I was like, niggas 100 degrees outside.
No.
You out your damn mind. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to keep it growing. Let it do what it do. Plus, it, to me, it's symbolizing, like, change.
Yeah.
Like, not being afraid of doing something different.
True that. True that.
I'm rocking with it, man.
I hate I cut mine. Yeah. I went so long, man. I got used to my curls and shit. So I got used to twisting my curls and everything. And so the way my barber got set up now, he doing a
Yeah.
Ain't nobody in the barbershop like, you going to be here at 3:00. You're going to be here for, you're going to be, he doing it like that right now.
Mm.
But I hate I cut mine, so I've been growing mine back out now.
Yeah, and I've been saving money too. Like $20 every week, every other week. I'm chilling, stacking it, spending it, blowing it on OnlyFans, all type of shit.
All right.
For real?
I see what type of energy you on right now.
Hey, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get this episode started, I'm Rob Man across all social media platforms. YouTube.com/Rye Media Company. Go check out those short films in my short film bag. Not big dog.
You got about what, 4 or 5 out?
Got 4 of them now.
Okay.
That fifth on the way. We film that fifth one next week, next Saturday. It's called Nia's Revenge. It's gonna be a doozy.
I already know. Somebody getting shot.
No, wait. No. You know what? I take that back. Yes, it is. But, it's not going to end that way.
Okay.
And you know, it's about, you're not the only person that said that shit.
Hey, man.
I've had a couple of people ask me, they're like, bro, what's your obsession with, like, shooting people? Like, are you all right?
Everything and your good? Show is called Taking Shots.
Yeah, man. So. It's just, I don't know. So we're going to change it up, man. It's, you know. New films are on the way. We try and drop 2 every month, but with casting and whatnot, like we supposed to have film one this past Saturday, but one of the cast members caught COVID.
Look, man, shit ain't nothing to play
she
with.
She works in a hospital, so that's how she got it. So we had to hold it off on that one.
I feel like everybody got it or had it or I really do. Like, because you don't know who got it.
I definitely had it last year. Absolutely.
For real?
Absolutely. I had it last year. I remember when I went to the emergency room, I was feeling bad as hell, bro. Like, I thought I was finna get up out of here. And I went to the emergency room, and the lady told me plain, she said, you have a virus. We don't know what it is, but it's something going around right now that's getting people really, really, really sick, and we don't have a name for it. Like, we don't know what it is right now.
Mm.
I was up there north side. I remember that.
Wow.
Yep. I had that down.
Well, they trying to start the NBA back up, you know, but... I just heard Russell Westbrook got COVID.
Man, get well soon, Brody. I'm pretty sure Harden has it since they've been, you know, pals.
Yep.
And whatnot.
Keisha Lance Bottom, Mayor, put some respect on it.
They don't own Mayor.
Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom contracted it. She want to close down the city. She's mandated mask in the city. I just went to Planet Fitness today. They requiring them now.
Bruh, I was on that bicycle machine struggling.
Man, I pulled that shit off. I was like, fuck, man. I ain't about to die out here now.
I walked in there and everything. You know what I'm all? Because I've been going at 7:30 every morning. I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
You know, taking my CMOS and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked in there and bro was like, yeah, you got to have a mask on. Now, big dog. Y'all expect me to wear and breathe?
Well, to me, what it looked like to me, because I went today as well. I went around 3:30.
Mm.
They said that I put my mask on, and I'm looking around. Some of them didn't have a mask. And the ones that had a mask, they at least had they nose out.
Yeah. Okay.
So I did that. So I just had my mouth. Wasn't nobody around me anyway, but I'm like, I am not about to down this elliptical.
Man.
With this mask on, so.
They doing over there at Walmart, too.
Oh, for real?
You can't go in Walmart without a mask. They got somebody at the door like, hey, you got to go get your mask.
Because I'm going to be honest, I haven't worn a mask in Walmart or Planet Fitness. So it's all new to me.
Yeah.
But
pretty much.
I guess I got to.
Yeah, man.
But I'm not an anti-masker.
No.
It's just
no.
For me, to be honest, no. I'm not a sickly person. I just feel like to be honest, it seemed like more people are wearing masks, but more people contract.
More people are getting sick.
And then they said the heat was supposed to kill it. Well, it's been 130 degrees for like 3 weeks straight, and the rate's still rising.
And they just opened up Disney World, Disneyland just opened back up. Florida's numbers are through the roof.
I think they got like 15,000 new cases in a day.
In a day. And your next goal is to open up Disneyland.
And guess where I'm going Wednesday? Florida. But we going to a private house, so we're not going to be out around anybody.
I'll just ask you what you're going to be out and about.
Yeah, hell nah. Fuck that.
Go, but.
Nah, we renting a villa.
Oh, okay.
So we doing it big, chilling. So we just, you know, for my daughter's birthday.
Okay,
because sure. We missed Disney World.
Yeah, because
we were supposed to go for spring break, but, you know, they closed it down. So we was like, well, we're going to take us somewhere. They got an indoor pool, so we ain't got to. Oh, yeah. It's on a lake.
Oh, y'all straight then.
Yeah, we're going to be good. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, so I'm off all week. We've been really busy, just to let the fans know why we haven't been shooting the show. I know you've been recording.
Yes.
I've been trying to get shit together. Hopefully we can get back on a more consistent basis, whether it be every other week or we'll figure it out. I'm off again. I'm off this week, so we can do it this week. And then if we want to do one next week, I'll be here and I'm ready. Yeah, so
we're going to get the thing back popping.
Let me take these shots.
Take them shots. I'm going to get my little water, since I'm on my health kick now again.
I'm on it too. To be honest, man, I've been going to the gym and I just make sure, like, I gotta go every day.
Yeah.
For at least if it's just 30 minutes, I just go in, if I just do the elliptical and leave.
And leave, yeah.
Instead of like wearing myself out. Cause what happens is you go hard and then you be like sore 2-3 days. You be like, I ain't showing up today. Then you've been done worked out just twice a week. So now I just, you know, I keep it 30, 45 minutes. If I feel a little better, I'll extend it, but I just make sure I go stop by there. Do some and leave.
The CMOS has really been helping me.
I'm on that CMOS too. And let me tell you.
Oh.
It'll run through you.
It run through you, but it helps.
Yeah.
It helps because I'm waking up at 7:30. I ain't a morning person at all.
Me neither.
7:30 in the morning, I'm like, oh, yeah, huh. Let's get started. And I'm at the gym.
I'm looking at my alarm like. Snooze.
I'm at the gym. I'm ready. All right, man. Oh, shit. Wait, what are we going to start? It's a lot been going on. Okay, let's go ahead and get this out of the way because I'm sick and tired of seeing this shit right now.
What's up?
T.I. versus 50 Cent.
Hey, never happening.
No, the battle is definitely not going to happen. Yeah, but I'm getting so tired of the disrespect to Clifford Harris's name because everybody has been acting like 50 going to wash T.I.
Absolutely not.
And this ally, bro, what?
In fact, 50 not even going to win.
No, he's not. It's not. And in my, maybe this because T.I. is one of my top three favorite rappers.
No, it's not.
But this ain't going to be close.
It's just the facts. Well, all right. It'll be close. It ain't going to be no washing.
When you say close, what's your definition of close?
It'll be like 50 going to run out of steam if they were to do it. 50 would run out of steam around the 15th round. I'd say between 12 and 15, that's when it's going to get sketchy for him.
I say he run out before the 15.
We get rich of that trying to hold Bop.
Yeah, but that's the thing about it. Outside of that.
G-Unit first album. You hate it or love it, the game.
I don't think he'll play any of games.
This is how we do.
I don't think he'll play any songs he was on with game.
If he trying to win, he better.
I don't think his pride going to allow him to play any songs with game.
Hey.
I don't think so.
If you going for the win, throw that pride out.
I don't think so.
But you got to do this is how we do.
Yeah, but it's got game on it.
Hate it or love it. You gotta do it.
Got game on it.
Them, like, you ain't really getting them in the club. That's the atomic bomb. You're not getting that out the way. That's like Usher, yeah.
Do you think in the club is the bomb or Mini Man is the bomb?
In the club. In the club with white people sent. Like,
true,
that's
true.
That's
true.
On now, that's what I call music
true,
type shit.
True, true.
Okay. In the club, the one. Like, That's just, and then you got Winksta, you got Many Men, you got I Want to Get to Know You, that Stunt 101. That's
one of my favorites.
I Get Money, that's another bomb.
What You Know will beat I Get Money.
What You Know is a bomb.
Yeah, What You Know will beat that.
T.I. got, man, T.I. has more hits, absolutely, but I think 50 has bigger hits, which is why I say it'll be close, because 50 going to bring that mainstream audience that don't know T.I. hits.
True.
So when they start playing them, the reaction going to be, oh, yeah, I know that. That's P.I.M.P. with Snoop. Like, granted, to me, that one win.
Oh.
But the world, white people, mainstream, going to be like, yo, yo, I know what you heard about me.
Yeah, yeah, true that, true that. But, man, Tip Jet, bro, I'm Serious album, trap music.
But what's the hit off I'm Serious?
He had, I'm Serious. I thought that was a hit. Him and Beanie Man. I thought, I liked that.
I love it. It's one of my favorite songs ever. Hit though?
I Choose You.
That's not a hit.
I fucking love that song. Dope Boys in the Trap.
They white folks don't know that.
I don't think any white folks know anything off of I'm Serious.
That's what I'm saying.
But when it gets into trap music, Urban Legend, King.
Yeah, it's like trap music.
T.I.P.
24s, Rubber Band Come Man, You Don't Know Me.
Come on now.
What You Know About That.
The track.
Live In The Sky.
Live In The Sky. The track he had with Rihanna.
Live Your Life. Live Your Life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's another one he had too when he got out of jail. It was real big. Because they were playing this on MTV and everything. No Matter What. Because Roy was talking about that too. He was like, man, that was my shit.
Okay.
Yeah. No Matter What was a big one too. Gonna tell a nigga no. Why you wanna?
I'm gonna tell you what's gonna get everything out of here. I forgot all about what fucking Blurred Lines.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that one.
Come on now. Come on now.
Then Shoulder Lean.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Blurred Lines, that bomb. That's
come
that.
On, man.
And Destiny's Child Soldier. That's another smoker.
Yep.
That's what he gonna get 50 at, because 50 didn't do many features because he was trying to isolate everything. That's what's gonna fuck him up.
Yeah.
But Blurred Lines, Live Your Life.
Man, come on, man. It's
Soldier.
It's too many to name, bro. It's too many to name, G.
It's gonna be a
y'all night. Put some respect on T.I.P.'s name. I'm sick of the disrespect. I'm sick of it.
It's just, and to be honest, man, T.I. has so many good projects.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, a while ago when they first started the Verses, I think I went back and listened to, like, all the T.I. albums.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't skip a track on an album until I got to T.I. versus T.I.P.
Yeah.
That was the first album I was like, oh, I'm skipping on this.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, it was like, this nigga not missing.
He ain't missing, bro.
Get Loose with Nelly.
Bro, he ain't missing. He ain't missing, man. He Tip ain't missing, man. Y'all can put some respect in my boy name, man.
Max.
He's watching 50. I see it, Dad. I see it.
And it's Wakanda.
Come on now.
Speaking of Wakanda, what about Janelle Monáe supposed to be playing Storm?
She's supposed to be playing Storm. She's thrown her hat in the ring to play Storm. I'm here for it.
It's going to be a long night for T'Challa.
I'm here for it.
He going to get a head whooped. By.
I am here for that. With that one, her, yes. I approve.
I just want to see her in a bodysuit. That jump. I don't do. Oh, I can't say that because she said rap music needs to be canceled because it's misogynistic and she don't want to hear nothing we got to say.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, then. okay. Going to get some somber news out of here. First of all, send a rest in peace to Naya Rivera. Her body was discovered today. I mean, which people already assumed the worst, but her body was officially discovered today. She has been pronounced dead at the age of 33 from a drowning.
Yeah, anytime that I hear boat somebody missing, because you can't swim forever.
Yeah.
So I already kind of knew Friday when they said they found the son.
Yeah.
He had a life jacket on and then the adult life jacket was in the boat with him. I was like, ain't nothing else it could be.
It's just spooky to me, bro, because it's like the 4-year-old child made it back, but the adult didn't. It just seems weird to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I just feel like it's a sad situation all around. But it's something in my spirit just not sitting right about it. And I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. But something in my spirit just ain't sitting right about the whole thing.
Yeah, and it's too close right now to start trying to guess and bring up things. Because we do know in the past she had some sort of battles with some things in her personal life. So it's just too soon to start making those accusations and assumptions about what really happened.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we find out the truth. I mean, prayers, thoughts, condolences to the family, the friends, of course, the fans. I never, you know, that you... There's nothing else to really say about it.
Yeah.
Can't really do much with it, but pray over it. They did find or arrest Pop Smoke's alleged killers.
Yeah, yeah, they did that. They did that. Did you see on social media, man, one of the dudes got arrested was actually, like, recording him getting arrested?
Oh, okay. I thought you was about to say he recorded the crime.
No. They had him handcuffed, and so I don't know how bro got access to a phone, but... He was had his phone like this, like filming himself, like looking down the phone, like, when they got to the jail cell, I mean, they got to the jail or whatever, still recording himself. Like, why are you putting yourself out like that, bro?
I just don't understand why people feel like they need to take stuff from other people.
Oh.
You know, I do to a certain degree, like, you starving on the streets, you ain't got nothing at all, and you trying to get, like, a meal or something. I get it. But just to be robbing folks just because from what I understand, they had no connection with them.
None.
They just saw the address on accident on IG.
On social media. Yep.
And they went and planned a whole robbery. Now somebody dead who just released a fire album.
That album, fire.
And it's like, why we had to take out this man for what? Now y'all about to go to jail for years for nothing.
They better hope they go to jail. They better hope they do.
It's insane. And again, like they innocent to prove guilty. So I don't know if they did it or not, but the people that did it, I'm talking to y'all. So
yeah, and it was like three of them, of course, was like over the age 18. Then the other two was like underage. So they're like, what, 15, 16, 17? Like,
but see, Pop Smoke, 20.
Yeah.
So they all in the same.
That shit, man, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, man. Protect yourself, stay safe, all of that stuff, man.
Want to send also 5 years ago today, we lost Sandra Bland. Today is the anniversary of her murder.
Say her name.
Also want to send justice for Breonna Taylor.
Got to.
We ain't forgot. Her murderers are still free.
You know, they're not going to charge them.
No.
They're not going to charge them. I hate to say it.
It's been this long, man. And did you hear her mom, bro? Did you see the interview she did with Angela Yee and Angie Martinez?
Mm.
Where she was basically saying how the police were making every excuse to not let her see her daughter at the time when they murdered her. They were talking about, we don't know what happened to the police report. And just a whole bunch of crazy shit, man.
They don't know who signed the no-knock warrant. They don't know who did this. They only know who did that. People are also saying they believe that she was a victim of attempted gentrification of that area.
I heard that too.
Sickening and saddening.
They not gonna arrest them. As sad as that shit is, they not gonna arrest them.
Yeah,
I don't even think they gonna charge the cops with George Floyd's death.
They have to.
I don't think they're gonna do it.
They have to. They are charging.
Well, I don't think they're going to do a lot of jail time. Let me say that. I think this is gonna be the same shit to where I think this is. I don't know if this buddy in LaGrange. I saw somebody share this shit, but like a child. I think he had like child pornography or he was molesting children or whatever.
Peter A. Mallory. I know him very well.
Yeah. And they gave him like 1,000 years. 1,000 years. And he did what?
Seven.
7 years.
He's out in Atlanta. I can give you the address if you want it.
On 1,000 year bid, fucking with kids. And he did 7 and he's out free. Meanwhile, you got niggas in jail that are doing 30 years for weed.
And nonviolent other crimes. Yep. Facts.
And you want to arrest cops for murder.
I'm gonna be honest. I missed the initial rise. I don't know. I guess we hadn't talked about none of this stuff.
No.
On taking shots. I missed the initial rise. I remember I took a nap, woke up around 7 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and one of my homeboys was in the group chat and he was like, it's probably about to go down in Atlanta tonight. And I was like, I ain't really heard nothing, but I'm isolated. Again, I'm quarantined. I don't really be out. And I started seeing it was like, it's going down.
Yeah.
If I had known, I would have been out there protesting. Bruh. So what I'm saying is, if they don't convict this motherfucker, I'm riding.
I'm going to tell you like this. We were, because I went out there. I was out there and I can tell you the people, everything was peaceful. The police, are the ones every time
agitators
that made the shit like made the riots happen.
I hate police.
It was never the people. The people were peaceful. But when you start just chunking tear gas and shit for no reason, and you're running into, you know what I'm saying, the people with like your shields and shit mm-hmm. like that, bro, we just sitting here.
They shooting rubber bullets at folks' heads.
Yes.
Like that, like, nah, that's damaging.
It's like, man, like, no, bro. We've seen plenty of videos, man, with these police, they just beating up on people for no fucking reason. Like, they push that old white dude, you know what I'm saying? He just in the way, trying to hand one of the dudes back a helmet or something.
Right.
Pushed him down. He bleeding out the ears. They just walked over. I'm like, all right, yeah, whatever.
Push that, niggas.
Come on, man.
Fuck 12.
Come on,
y'all bro. Already know how I feel about them. Come on, man. About them.
They, I'm going to tell you like this. Not, I mean this shit. They're not going to convict those cops. They're not going to see. If they see a JSA, it's going to be for like some months. And they're going to be right back out in the streets. And it's going to get bad around here.
It's going to be bad.
It's going to get really, really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad. Also, man, rest in peace to Marlo QC.
Yeah. Yeah, that baby's, just happened yesterday, didn't it?
Baby, day before yesterday. Yeah, baby's right hand man. Was some spooky shit. I read today. The police are saying that Marlo wasn't even the target.
Oh, I heard he was the exact target.
Police are saying that baby was the target. Police,
little baby.
Yes, police released a report today and said the little baby was the intended target. 50K.
Damn.
Yeah. And that's a police report.
Well, this is what Young Thug reported. He said somebody got to die about this.
Oh yeah. That's finna happen. These streets is finna cut up.
Yeah.
These streets, when I saw that shit, I said, oh, it's finna be hell here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he wasn't lying.
No.
Like, Thug don't. You take this dress shit and all this other shit. Man, nah, Thug a real.
Yeah.
That's a real nigga.
I fuck with him.
That's a real nigga.
Fuck with him, man. Rest in peace again. Thoughts and prayers and condolences. Family, friends, and fans that, you know, impacted by this. I didn't really follow his music, but I knew he was really close. Mm-hmm. Future, Lil Baby, yep. Thug, all of them.
Yep.
And he was on his come up. That's, I mean, again, man, I don't know what's going on in the streets. So I ain't going to speak on it. But if we can start preserving each other's lives, that would be great.
That would
be amazing.
If we
could talk some shit out, get some big homies involved.
Some.
Do something. But, man, and it was on 285, too.
285. Yep. Shot that thing up. R.I.P., man. All right, let's get into some bullshit. Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Augie.
Entanglement.
Aug. Was the Red Table Talk what you thought it would be, or did you not have any expectations going into it?
Man, that bullshit shit. It was worse. First of all, it was only 12 minutes.
Yes.
So that was like, all of this poop line, that's all you got for us, 12 minutes? Nah, I don't believe it. I'm not buying it.
No.
And I also thought, my initial thoughts was that she was going to lie on him, which she didn't. She pretty much made excuses for why she wanted to fuck him.
Absolutely.
And that's what I got out of the 12 minutes.
Yeah.
The part that hurt me the most is that Will Smith was joking through it with her.
Yeah.
Like, what was it? Entanglement.
Yeah.
I was done with Jada. Like,
yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Grow up hair, my nigga. Like, I love Fresh Prince, Will Smith. I love Jada Pinkett Smith. But that was the most staged.
Yeah, it was.
Rehearsed.
You tell that was rehearsed.
We ride together. We die together.
Bad marriage for life. Yeah. 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 Do you think, because I saw a lot of people saying this shit, you could see hurt in his eyes. Like, he was really, really hurt.
He hurt because they've probably already been through it.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they got to address it to the public and he got to relive it. And be strong. And also, he basically made it okay for her to save face.
Yeah.
That's why he shouldn't have been there.
He shouldn't have.
It should have been her Red Table Talk. Should have been her mama, and her daughter the way it always is.
It's always been, yeah.
And stand up to that.
She made that call like, baby, look, you got to come. Like, you got to be here.
Will Smith wasn't in the bedroom.
No.
So why he there?
Will got his hoes in check.
Right.
Will hoes ain't doing interviews. They ain't doing none of that.
And his men, let's PC, let's keep it 100.
Okay.
Keep it 1,000.
I don't know anything about those rumors.
Oh, well, you know, Dwayne Martin. That's...
Tisha Campbell did a, you know what?
I don't know. That's their business. But I feel like Jada didn't hold herself accountable. And if she is holding herself accountable, you basically ruined this man.
She did.
That you're supposed to be helping. You ain't no fucking doctor. You said he's sick. When people sick, the first place you take them is to an actual doctor, professionally licensed.
Yeah.
You did none of that. You just decided to drop pussy off on him.
I think that this was like the perfect recipe for a disaster because he was sick. She's saying that she just needed to feel good. So when you combine that, that creates a toxic like
entanglement.
Yeah, entanglement.
Yeah.
That's the new vibes now.
Oh, Jada, I want it. I want it. She got Tupac going crazy. She got Will looking foolish.
Yeah.
August Alsina, who knows? I'm here for it.
Does this put her up there with the Erykah Badu?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She got the Badu. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, my.
I need it.
So now, how do you think August comes out looking now in this situation now that he basically came out and was like, look, this is what happened.
I don't like niggas ratting on their sexual business with people, especially the people that's involved with people. Mm-hmm. So I never give them no cool points for that. I just can't. That just against my code. But again, he 22, 26. I knew at 26 not to do the shit, but he may not have known. That ain't how the game go. Mm-hmm. You just got to eat that.
Yeah.
She ain't leave.
She took advantage of him for real. I think she took advantage of him, man.
Probably.
Because I believe she knew the whole time she wasn't going to leave Will.
Who the fuck going to leave I Am Legend?
Yeah, she wasn't doing that.
Who? Where can she go from him?
Yeah, no way you can go from that.
You can only go to like Diddy.
Denzel married.
Jay-Z married.
Yeah.
Usher maybe. I guess. Yeah, you really ain't no really place to go after Will Smith. Like,
I think that she should have made that clear though from the jump. That look, I'm not leaving. If you're going to do your thing, she should have made that clear from the jump. Look, I'm not leaving my husband. But she didn't.
She probably did. But most men are arrogant and be like, hey, I'm going to get her. Because when you fall in love, it don't matter what. Your whole goal is to try to convince him.
True that.
And then she basically said, we cut him off. That's how it happens. She don't talk to him no more. But
that shit is, that's it.
Look, man, I've been there.
Oh, man. Well, man, shout out to Augie. To Aug.
Stop. Call him that, please.
Aug.
And then again, Will looking foolish.
Will nickname we call like.
Yeah, so when initially Aug came. Aug. Like, nigga, come on, man. And again, I blame him. Why is he letting his woman hang around grown men?
Bro. You know this comes back around to the whole men and women can't be friends thing that you have been preaching for the month.
You know, I already know. I'm going to let y'all have it. Y'all keep trying to force it. No, it don't. Them just the women you deal with. No. It's human nature. Attractive man, attractive woman. You put them around each other long enough, something going to pop. That's just how it go.
I've told chicks like that the whole time. Like, that's just my brother. He doesn't look at me like that. I said, look here, man. You say that shit. But if you was ever to come on to him like, at any point in time, come on to him, he is going to fuck you. That whole, like, oh, it's my brother. He doesn't even look. Yes, he do. He's just not telling you that.
The only ones that don't, because I do have the homegirls that are brothers, sis.
Mm-hmm.
But the caveat is we don't hang out either.
See, that's the difference.
That's the
difference right there.
So that's my thing. People of the opposite sex don't just be hanging out unless somebody want to just fuck.
Somebody want something.
Yeah, what it is. I mean, I don't understand what's so difficult to understand, but everybody mission is to prove it wrong for some reason. Well, yeah. I can do it. Yeah, we grew up together. So what the fuck that mean? He could be beating off to you every time you leave
every
the house.
Every time. You don't know shit.
You don't know.
Don't know a damn thing.
And of course, we are civilized humans, so he gonna do a great job of masking that.
Yeah.
Ah, you just a homegirl.
Yeah, like, sis, man. It's sis. Right. Man. What's up, sis? Yeah.
If she cute, why your dick don't care that you know him. if they cute, it's like, okay.
Shit. Oh, God. They not going to learn.
They not.
They not going to learn. Like, at all. At all. Where do I want to go from here? The Wayfair scandal.
See, I heard a little bit about it on the Joe Budden podcast. Shout out Joe Budden podcast, the JBP. But I really didn't know anything about it. I saw you had posted something about you looked up on Twitter and it's going down. Wayfair is a, I guess, like a thrift site for furniture.
Man, they sell everything.
Okay.
They sell everything. It ain't just furniture. They sell everything, bro.
They like Amazon or something?
Kind of, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. People get on there and they can get their rocks off selling, like, their merch and stuff, too. Mm. It's kind of like an Etsy and whatnot. But basically, what was going down, man, and it's just, first of all, let me just say that I am a conspiracy theorist. I am. But it was just too much of a coinkydink that they were selling these, like, shelves and, like, containers for $10,000, $8,000, $20,000, $15,000, and all of the shelves were named after girls, like little girls that were missing. Like they'll have the same last name. Like it might be Johnson 8 shelf, $10,000. Might be a girl, her name is Ashley Johnson. She's missing right now. Or say a unique last name, Dabrika. Dabrika 5, $20,000. And all of these are like, they're plain like white shell. I can show you the pictures of the shells. Why the hell are you selling a shelf for $20,000? It's just like selling one of these shells right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just priced at $20,000. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah. Man, some nasty shit out here, bro.
That is how they have been. Oh, man, bro, all these little girls that are coming up missing and everything, man, and kids that were taking at the border and shit. The kids they were holding in, like, the detention centers and stuff like that, you ain't heard nothing else about them.
Never do.
And this is how they are selling these children.
Allegedly, right?
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that break my heart, man. I don't fuck around with kids.
It's
like,
some
that's some
weirdo
shit, man.
Some sick, weirdo shit, dude. You not telling me. And as soon as it went viral on Twitter, go on Twitter, get a hold of it. You know, it's pretty much everywhere. And as soon as this shit went wild on Twitter, Wayfair started taking all of them down.
Why? If it ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
All them shits disappeared. As soon as Wayfair got hold of it, they started taking everything down. And the shit just mysteriously disappeared. This dude that made a video and he actually showed where he was on the screen at first and showed where they were selling one of the things for $10,000. And then he said, watch this, I'm about to refresh my screen and watch how it changes. They had unchained the price back to like $40.
What I wish would have happened, I wish somebody had bought one. On, you know, kind of on some to catch a predator type shit. Yeah, to see what the fuck that was.
Yeah.
That was. That's my only wish, because now they're just going to disguise it another way.
They're just going to disguise it another way. I believe they're doing this shit not only through Wayfair. They're probably doing this shit through eBay, probably doing it through Amazon, probably doing it through Etsy.
That dark web shit, man.
Yeah, like, bro.
I don't even... That shit nuts.
It's some sick people out here, man.
That shit nuts.
Sick fucking people. Gang banging.
Hey.
Gang banging. Man, what's wrong with smoking, man?
What you doing?
Bro, what is wrong with Smokey? They had this man walking through the hood, walking through the hood, talking about game banging, sipping on wine. He dressed like he 20-some. Bro, what they doing, man?
Well, Smokey is aging backwards. This nigga is about, what, 88?
Yes.
This nigga look like he been 48 all his life.
Who is his manager? Who is his PR people? Who thought that this was a good idea?
I like the song. I ain't gonna lie. The first time I heard it, even the second time, I was like, what? This cheesy. And then I got to listen to it, and I was like, you know this beat?
Sipping that wine.
Gang banging.
What?
Gang. That's a good little juke joint.
Bro, Smokey is too much of a legend to be doing this shit right now. Like, come on now. Come on now.
He a legend. He can do what he want to do.
But this ain't it.
I like it.
Okay.
Is it on Spotify? It's on Apple,
bro.
I'm trying to stream.
I don't know.
Random streams of people. Go locate the song.
No, you
Smokey,
don't.
Smokey, matter of fact.
No, no,
see
fuck.
If you can find
no,
the name of it.
No, you don't. Do not do that. We're not going to support that. That's what we're not going to
hey,
do.
Hey, man, Black Lives Matter, man.
Oh, my God. Yes, they do. But, my God.
Hey, man, look, whoever's in charge of handling Smokey's his events, whatever songs, stop it. Stop it. This man is a legend.
Big legend.
He ain't supposed to be doing nothing like this.
Gang banging music video.
Look at him, dog. Look at this. They got this man in the chain. All right, bro. No. No. Mm-mm. Nope.
Wow.
Nope, nope, nope. Nope, nope, nope.
Mm-mm. Gang banging.
No, I'm not with it. I'm not with it, man.
Go check it out.
Anyway, moving on, Jeffrey Epstein's, now is this his girlfriend? Was this his secretary or?
I want to say it was one of his girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you know, they arrested her, locked her up, and word around town, she's about to snitch and tell on everybody. But I think the fix is already in.
What you mean?
They're about to do her the same way they did Jeffrey. They're about to get her the fuck out of here.
Why did I can't find it on Spotify, people. I tried.
Thank you. Thank you.
But why what happened? I didn't really follow it because I don't really follow white people scandals because they to me a lot of them in power are corrupt anyway.
That's fair.
What's his name?
Jeffrey.
How did Jeffrey Epstein get caught up?
I watched that documentary. And they had been, like, following him for a minute.
Okay.
So, obviously, somebody tipped them off. And, like, the underage girls that he were paying and whatever, they started talking also. And so, they started following him for a while. And they finally caught up with his ass. And then they nailed him. They nailed him. And he was going to talk. He was going to tell on every fucking body that he had dealings with. But they killed him.
Mm.
He did not commit suicide. They killed him because they knew that if he got on that stand and started talking, it was going to be a lot of big name people that came down.
I.e. Barack Obama?
I'm not sure. I've never heard Barack's name. I've heard Donald Trump's name. I've heard Bill Clinton's name.
I've heard all of them involved in that shit, man.
I ain't heard Barack's.
Yeah, it was they got a list of like people that. It was a conspiracy video flow, and I couldn't click on it because, again, the kid shit heartbreaking where Hillary Clinton was, like, there while they were torturing a child at some ritual.
I did hear that about Hillary. I've heard a lot about Hillary.
They said the Obama was a part of that shit, too. But I don't know, allegedly, everything. But I guess the girlfriend is willing to come forward with some shit.
Yeah.
They said she got COVID now. Yeah,
the fix is in.
Yeah.
They said she got COVID. Now they're saying they're having to move her from cell to cell to prevent assassinations.
Damn.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on now.
Hey.
Come on, bro.
Let her just write it out then already. Get his little notebook.
Give her a piece of paper, pen, and let her write that out.
You're going to get it out.
Yeah.
Don't wait to get on trial.
Or y'all understand? Put a camera in her cell. You have a film crew right there and just let her just talk.
Yeah.
Because she is not about to make it to a courtroom. They are about to take her out. Because again, if she talks, it's about to be some big name people that fall. You don't think it's weird that a lot of these like big CEOs and whatever like step down all of a sudden?
Mm-hmm.
Like suddenly. They're just a lot of them just stepping down.
Yeah.
Because they know something to happen.
Yeah, man. These corporations nasty, bro.
I'm nasty nigga, man. A lot of these niggas are disgusting.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you have any thoughts on the Washington Redskins officially announcing that they're changing their name?
About damn time.
Their owner, Daniel Snyder, once stated that they will never change their name. He said you can put never in all caps. And so here we are, 2020, and they're officially changing their name.
I never understood why he felt like the name was so important to keep.
I don't either.
It's offensive.
I think it was more of an ego thing for him.
It's offensive.
As hell.
I don't understand. Like, check your goddamn ego, bro. This shit offensive.
But now, do you have to look at, like, the Atlanta Braves, Florida State Seminoles?
That ain't offensive. Seminole is a type of Indian, Native American. Atlanta Braves, I don't think that's disrespectful to them. Mm-hmm. But Redskins?
Yeah.
That's
offensive as fuck.
Nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the only reason that he decided now is because his sponsor started pulling out, saying, like, we're not doing this no more.
Yeah.
FedEx said they're not dealing with the team anymore. Nike pulled all the merch off their website. So he was like, oh, damn, I'm about to lose money. Let me do this.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
That shit's sad that it takes that for you to change the name. You don't want to do this shit because it's right. You only do it because you're losing money.
It's not this type of show, but that's what white America supports. If it's they are demonized by money.
Yep.
That's what they understand. That's the only thing that matters to them. That's why they do this sex trafficking shit.
Mm-hmm.
They perform in rituals to this money that's meaningless. If you look at it, but that's the only thing that they understand.
Too deep for the intro bit, dog. They're going to go over a lot of people's heads.
Too much, man. Like,
it's going to go over a lot of people's heads.
Corporation, like the CEO got to step down because they nasty.
Yeah.
They don't want to make no moves until, now the NFL want Colin Kaepernick in the league. Like, huh? What changed?
Now y'all support BLM and like, we support the players kneeling. What?
We're going to play Lift Every Voice and Sing. The opening, what?
That is the most ridiculous shit.
So you mean to tell me after 400-500 years of y'all being one way, all of a sudden, now I get it.
This man got ostracized from the league for just kneeling to bring light to the bullshit that is continuing to happen. But now suddenly, we support Colin. We want to see him back in the league. Oh, we support the players kneeling. Oh, we're going to do this for, the black organization. What?
Right.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I'm not buying it.
No. Roger Goodell got to get the L on.
Yeah.
They got to get him out of there. While we're on the topic of sports, the NBA is back officially.
Throw the whole shit in.
Okay.
These motherfuckers already got COVID. We ain't even got to the game yet. Russell Westbrook got COVID. James Harden maybe has COVID. Mm-hmm. One player tried to sneak food into the bubble in Orlando. Another player tried to get a girl in already. Oh,
that's going to happen.
You know.
That's going to happen a lot. It may not be the vets, but the young niggas, the Rickies, and the one that just been a couple of years, that's going to happen.
Throw the whole shit away.
You know these IG models know that they in Orlando. They finna flock to Orlando, man. Come on, bro.
Yeah. They just, I want them to play because I want LeBron to get a ring.
I do, too.
But this shit done. This is a shit show. So and we ain't even started yet.
Do you not think that they're going to have the rest of the season? Like these, 8 games and then the playoffs. You don't think they're going to finish the whole thing?
I thought it was going straight to the playoffs.
Mm-mm. They playing some warm-up games first.
Oh.
The warm-up games start July 31st.
Okay.
And I think they're going to play 8 games and then the playoffs start.
Okay. That's cool. I'm whatever.
Shout out to that boy LeBron, man. I want this season to finish because I want to see my boy get another ring.
Well,
man.
I don't know if he's going to get it now because what Avery Bradley said,
he ain't playing. Yeah.
Rondo done broke his thumb. Yeah,
he'll be out by September, around September. But the thing about it, he'll be back because the finals don't start in October. So he'll be back by the time the finals start.
If they get to the finals.
Come on now. Come on, them boy getting them back.
Saint Clippers don't seem to be missing no people.
You know what's gonna happen? And this is some upset alert shit. Remember I said this. You gonna have to make a stupid ass face when I say this, but remember I said this shit. Do not sleep on the Houston Rockets nor the Dallas Mavericks. If the Clippers have to play one of them before they get to the Lakers, there could possibly be an upset.
I'm not mad at that take.
It could possibly be an upset.
But Russell Westbrook got COVID.
He's gonna be fine.
I hope so.
Give him his 14 days. He's gonna be fine.
I hope so.
Come on now. Harden allowed 20 pounds and everything. And the Rockets gonna be hell now.
Yeah.
Come on now. Shout out to that boy LeBron. And please bring college football back. I read an article today stating that there may not be any college football. Please bring college football back.
Or don't, because I'm trying to get back outside, bro.
I'm going
to
say it like that. I don't give a damn about no NFL football. I mean, that shit the utmost. I love my Cowboys, but I don't give a damn about no NFL football. I need Alabama football this
season. I just know football, especially college football, people are all in huddles.
Yeah.
Like, it's so large of groups.
Yeah.
That COVID about to jump.
But it's the thing, though. I think they're doing it without fans. They're trying to do it without fans.
It's going
to
be garbage.
And they're trying to do it with just conference-only games. Like, the Pac-10 has already stated they're not doing anything outside of the Pac-10. Because Alabama's supposed to play USC the first game of the season. That's done.
Throw the whole shit. Throw 2020 away, bro.
Oh.
We'll crank back up next year.
Also, in your boy Goodell. Keep in mind, now, they're trying to start the NFL season. But he has stated that so they can go out there and play football, tackle each other, hit each other, but they can't swap jerseys at the end of the game.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Come on, bro. What are we doing, man? What the fuck are we doing? It's the same thing with schools.
Bro.
It's the same thing with schooling.
They refuse to postpone. It's like they just saying, fuck it.
Yeah.
Send them back because we need whatever start money to generate again.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it is. Betsy DeVoe, whatever, like the mm-hmm. lead of like, so she did an interview last night or whatever, and the lady was asking her just simple yes or no. Like, will there be precautions taken or like what's going to happen when the kids go back? And is there anything y'all have planned to prevent them from catching COVID?
No.
She just went on a whole soliloquy and just bounced around the question. Just bounced around the question. And everything was about money. Money, 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 money.
That's all they respect. That's it. Care nothing about a human life.
Don't give a good damn about it. Did you want to talk about your boy Kanye running for president?
Birthday party. I'm here for it. I'm voting.
You vote Kanye?
Yeah. Who else would I vote for?
Yeah, I mean, I feel that.
I mean.
How do you feel about the people that are saying that Kanye is in and he's going to split the votes and he's going to set it up for Trump to win?
I don't feel like he's setting up anything for Trump to win. I think he truly wants to be president.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I do like the fact that he said that he's running under his own party.
True.
Which lets me know that he's not trying to set up one party over another. He's just trying to put his hat in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, when you put your hat in the ring, votes are going to split. But you got another candidate.
That's real.
So I ain't mad at it. Am I actually going to vote? Probably not, because if you know, you know. But if you want to go vote, hey, buckle up, get your sticker. But if I were to vote, I can get out of work that day. I may vote, depending on the weather. If it's rainy out, y'all can cancel it. But if it's, you know, good little
70 degrees.
A little breezy. I might stand in line with y'all. Vote Kanye.
I just want to say for all the people that think that Kanye is going to split the votes and it's going to be an alley-oop to Trump, it's not going to happen. The fix is already in. Trump is going to win.
Yeah, I was going to say anyway. Trump already going to win. We already know that. Joe Biden has never proven to be any sort of competition for Trump. Otherwise, y'all would have been promoting Joe Biden from the beginning, but y'all didn't.
The fix is in. Trump's going to win the president. I've been saying this shit for the past, like, 2 years, and he's going to get another 4 years.
Typically, presidents get two terms. Like, if you think about it, it's only a few presidents where it'd be like, all right, bro, you out after the four years.
Yeah.
He's going to get two. And to be honest, I wouldn't want to be president doing all that bullshit.
Nah. This man has too many races that are supporting him and the Russian interference. You think that shit that happened with the last election, if he rigged that, you don't think that he's going to do that again? He's already trying to say that he had a problem with, like, mail-in ballots. Mm. Something's going to happen with the mail-in ballots. When they were voting, what, that up here in Atlanta? Where they had the problems at the polls and everything? Like,
that's
come
how
on
Kemp
now.
Got in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the same way. Like, come on, man.
I just want people to start using their mind and understanding that when you vote in these machines, the people that are sitting here telling you all lives matter, the people that are sitting here letting people go hungry at night.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are poisoning you with medicine and poor food, FDA approved shit that tan your ass up. These are the people that control these voting machines.
Yeah.
Why you think they're going to do right by you just because you voted for who you wanted to vote for? People voting in June for November. You don't think they can tamper with this shit? You'll never know.
Nope.
You just trust them straight up because the government always tell the truth.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here. But if you want to sit out there and vote, dude, be my guest, bro. But don't vote shame me and don't tell me how you did your part.
That's going to help. Come on now. That's going to help.
I might vote for Trump then. I mean, honestly, I done made more money on Trump.
That was dope tomorrow. Who said that?
The hard truth is, dude, my bank account look good on Trump. I got a $1,200 check.
You think he's coming with a second one, like he said?
Hey, run it and run reparations. Hey, black folk need all the money we can get.
I don't think we're going to see reparation, though. I don't think we're going to see it.
One day.
I don't think we're going to see
that.
I
hope so.
I don't think we're going to see that. Because they know if they give us reparations, it's a chance that all of us might really get the fuck out of here.
I don't think so. Black folks addicted to white folks. It's unfortunate. It's a what? Because I've talked to different black people, a lot of black people, which makes sense, and I understand where their ancestors, their blood, sweat, and tears is in this land. We shouldn't have to run away from.
Makes sense. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I get
it. That's deep. Okay.
But I would rather it be where. We get our reparation and we'll buy our part, our region of the country, and then leave us the fuck alone.
I like that.
That's what I would want to do. Like, all right, we gonna all take over Georgia, Alabama, Florida, the rest of y'all. You know, you can live amongst them, but this is what black folks at.
You know, bro, I think that they were legit. They're so fucking evil. They would drop bombs on us.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of our money and culture and music and entertainment shit is now here. Y'all over there.
Yeah.
You don't have to. Now you're not walking around seeing black people, so you can't spew your hate. Mm-hmm. Because we over here minding our business the way we do any fucking way.
Yep.
And we're always disturbed.
They need us.
Yeah.
They need us.
You hate us, but you need us.
We addicted to white acceptance. They addicted to us.
Yeah.
They are like. You already know Tulsa, all the other communities. That's why they don't have an Africa town.
Shit crazy, man.
They don't want you to know. They don't want you to be sovereign people. They want you to want them, and they need y'all because they ain't got. I mean, when you look at like culture and stuff, we influence everything.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
All the big money makers.
Absolutely.
And we'd be like, nah, we ain't fucking with y'all no more. They're gonna be like, we need y'all.
Sports.
Shit like crack cocaine.
Come on now. Come on now.
Need some of that melanin.
Come on now.
Anybody, let me tell you like this.
Come on now.
Anybody that thinks that it's a good idea to sit in a tanning bed under some light bulbs to darken their skin, think that that's normal, your mental is off. You done built a bed to darken your shit and you think that's normal.
Talk to him.
What the fuck?
Talk to him.
But we the crazy ones.
Talk to him.
We the ones that don't know what's
talk
up.
Talk to him. Shout out to all my kings and queens, my brothers and sisters out there, black people.
And the white girls are like black dick.
Because there's a lot on my hair. And they love it.
All lives matter in public. Jungle fever in private.
Them the facts. Them the day out here.
Absolutely.
I see them all the time.
Yep.
And that's how they feel.
And it's my job to take them down through
there. That's all I have for current events. Did you have anything?
I have shit, man. the entanglement was enough for me. Let me see real quick if there's anything.
Because I want to get you riled up one good time.
You already got me riled up. Let me check these little notes. Search. BTP. Because I keep my notes in one little section.
Mm-hmm.
Uber acquires Postmates.
I saw that.
DoorDash still leads the market as far as its courier delivery service with 45% of the market share.
Mm-hmm.
Uber acquiring Postmates for $2.65 billion will put them in 30%. I know you do some driving. Are you going to drive for Uber Eats, i.e. Postmates?
Hell, I do.
Are you fucking with Instacart yet?
No.
I heard there's some bread in Instacart.
Really?
I heard somebody made like $1,300.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. In like a week.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
What, Instacart?
Mm-hmm. App Store.
Oh, and the big... Oh, we got two big things. Why we tripping? Patrick Mahomes.
Good God Almighty.
Nigga, we made it.
Good God Almighty, son. Man, look here.
We made it.
Half a Billy?
$503 million.
Bro. What do you even do with that money?
Like, whatever the fuck you want to do.
You can buy the houses, the cars, furnish them shits, decorate your car, set your kids straight. You can set family members straight, and you still got an ass load of money.
Generational wealth.
Yes.
Is coming.
Bro, half a... Bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
And he got clauses to where even if he gets injured, he still get a guaranteed amount of it. He
still get money.
Yeah. This is the largest contract in sports history.
In sports history.
Speaking of which, shout out Bobby Bonilla Day. You know, he got his money July 1st.
Yeah.
He gets that 1 point something.
Yeah.
I don't know how he pulled that shit off.
I don't either.
But I like it.
I'm here for it.
And the only other thing I got was Kenny Smith had LeBron James at
absolute blasphemy. Don't you even say the number.
Well, the part that killed me was Kobe being 11.
Bro.
That was the most shocking part.
The thing I have noticed and what I don't like, Kobe doesn't get a lot of respect when it comes to like the top NBA players.
He don't.
Ever.
He don't. He don't. He don't. And again, rest in peace, Kobe, but I was never a Kobe fan, I understood how good he was.
Great.
And I think he got overshadowed by Shaq and the fact that the rape thing kind of put a damper on his spotlight. And I think it just... And then immediately, kind of when he got in, everybody started focusing. When he started winning, everybody started focusing on, like, LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like his time when he was really that nigga, you had Shaq also equally that nigga. And he had LeBron coming in that nigga. And everybody was expecting Kobe to be like MJ because that's who he modeled his playing after.
Do you not think that he was the Jordan of the league during that time? Like this post Shaq. So it is like from 2006 on up.
I think all eyes was on LeBron.
That is true because LeBron was that next big thing. But with Kobe being the OG of the league, don't think he was looked at like, all right, this is the Jordan of the league now?
Yeah. It's the Kobe. It was definitely the Kobe era.
I don't get it, bro. Is Kobe in your top five?
No. He's not in my top
five. He's in your top 10.
He's in my top 10. And when I say, like, he's like number six.
Yeah.
Like, I usually switch, like, so my top five would be Michael, of course, for me. Michael, Magic, Shaq, LeBron. And then I go between Tim Duncan and Kobe for the fifth spot. And since I was a Kobe hater, I put Tim at five. It could be Kobe.
Yeah.
I will put Kobe. I give him more respect now since he's out. When he retired, I started giving him all his flowers because I didn't want them to ever be like, he's better than Michael. I couldn't take it. So I may have a little bias still in me as to why he's not in my top five. But I ain't arguing nobody saying, I'm not arguing nobody saying he's top two, honestly.
I have a confession to make.
Here we go. Send news. We're going to end this episode.
I have a confession to make, and this is finna pain me to say. Bruh. Michael Jordan, the GOAT, man.
Oh, okay. Right on. He the GOAT. That's just the facts.
Bro, after watching The Last Dance.
Got me. Come on.
Jordan just different, bro.
He's just different.
He was just built. He was wired different.
He different.
You know me. I'm one of the biggest LeBron fans in this world. But you can't watch The Last Dance and leave out of that saying that there was ever any player that had the same mental, like, everything that Michael Jordan had.
Nobody.
He the GOAT, man.
Nobody, man. I mean, like, even when you watch, like, Magic, like, again, I put Magic as my number two because the shit that he was doing, I still ain't seen nothing like it with Magic. Yeah. And he got, like, five rings, too.
Yeah.
So to me, it's really like Michael, Magic, Shaq. And I can see why people would put like a Kobe, because Shaq, he's so big, it's almost cheating with Shaq. But he was tough.
But Shaq got three, right? Three rings?
Four. He got three with the Lakers. They three-peated.
Three with the Lakers and then one with Miami.
Yep. But
Kobe got five.
Yeah.
So if we go on rings, you still putting Shaq in front of Kobe?
Just because couldn't nobody stop Shaq.
That's true.
That's my only thing with Shaq is like, they had to cut, like the same way they did the Jordan rules. There was never no Kobe rules.
Yeah.
It was a hacker Shaq rule. Send him to the line.
Yeah.
That's the only way we're going to stop this motherfucker.
Yeah.
So he's just so dominant. I just got to put Shaq. And then I love him. I always love Shaq.
Yeah, Shaq fool, man.
But I got LeBron in there, and I know he get a lot of flack for moving teams and shrinking. Like, Skip Bayless do a great job of tearing LeBron fuck up.
Bro, LeBron lives in Skip Bayless' head, bro. Rent free.
Because they keep trying to make him better than Jordan. And he's like, bro, I saw Jordan firsthand. Y'all got Jordan fucked up.
But the thing is, bro, like during The Last Dance, that was about Michael. Skip tweeted about LeBron all fucking night.
Well, that's because him and Shannon be doing it on purpose.
It was like, bro.
Oh, Goat James.
Goat Dane. That's my nigga, man. Shout out to Shannon.
Shout out to Uncle Shannon, man. But, Michael just different. Like, and this is my argument with people, because I go back and forth. We be going back and forth.
You was trolling the other day, too.
I was tanning.
I almost took the bait.
You know I love LeBron. Like,
this nigga.
So it never, I'm just hating on, I don't like people hating on MJ because they like LeBron.
For sure.
It's just, my thing is with Skip, what he does with LeBron, he shows where LeBron has proved himself to shrink at times, where a Magic, a Michael, a Kobe, they got that mentality where I'm a flu game. Yeah. Like, I'm coming out hard every fucking time. Even if we lose, I'm getting my get back.
Yeah.
LeBron is lacking in that. And then LeBron is such a dominant force in this league where everything a foul. Man, they fucking ripping Jordan out the air to beat him.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people be like, oh, well, he was playing against plumbers. All right. Well, then that means you got to eliminate all them other niggas that you said better.
Yeah.
So Magic out, Larry out, Wilt Chamberlain, and the nigga with all the rings.
Bill Russell.
So they out then.
Yeah.
So don't count them.
Yeah.
So I always ask them, so when did the league start getting up to y'all standard in the 90s? Oh, you mean the decade where Jordan actually won everything? So he won all his rings against the people that ain't plumbers. But you want to cancel everything. Oh, it took him 5 years to beat Isaiah, and Isaiah got old. First of all, Isaiah retired. He's 32. Isaiah was drafted in 81. Michael Jordan drafted in 84. They the same age group. Y'all just making up stuff.
And if you look at it too, bro, think about all the fucking super teams that didn't get a ring because of Jordan.
None of them.
You had the Jazz. Utah's supposed to win a ring.
Fact.
With Hornacek. Stockton, Malone, they supposed to win a couple of them. A couple of Knicks squads, the Pacers.
I say the Magic with Penny and Shaq.
Oh, they was definitely supposed. It's like, man.
And
like,
then other part. So we talk about Shaq. That nigga didn't win a ring till, was it 99? Like 99. So he came in the league in 92. 7 years.
Yeah.
Oh, so did he have to wait till Michael Jordan get older to win? The truth is,
Yeah.
But nobody says that.
Yeah.
He said, oh, yeah, Shaq, he was just dominating from the jump, which he was. So don't be acting like Michael Jordan. He can't do it by himself. It's a team game.
It's a team game, man.
But Kobe did it without Shaq. LeBron did it without Shaq. He even tried to get Shaq and Shaq, so watch stuff at that point.
Yeah, Shaq wide by the time.
But LeBron's a fucking beast. And if you watch him, especially 17 years in, he in my top five.
Absolutely.
LeBron is in my top five.
Absolutely.
But I understand, like, the Oscar Robertsons and all them, but it's disrespectful to put Kobe at 11. It's just disrespectful.
LeBron's my number two, of course. I'm a super fan. I would dare say Kobe is my number three.
Can't be mad at it.
Kobe's definitely my number three.
Why would you put LeBron over Kobe, though? Like,
take the rings out. Kobe, his mentality, of course, was Jordan-esque. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But LeBron, athlete-wise, shoot, dunk, pass, see the floor. Like, he's built different.
Basketball IQ.
Yeah, man. It's a 6'8", 6'9", point guard, man. 250.
Yeah. He a beast.
And he moving like he 5'9", 180 pounds.
I tell you, though, I can watch that Wade-Bron mixtape.
I watch it every week.
I can watch it every once week.
Because I got to say it in my favor.
It's so hard what they were doing there now.
It was spooky, bro.
That and then that Redeem team?
Yes, sir. Man, come on, man. Come on, man.
Them niggas having field day out there. They just...
Redeem team or Dream Team?
You got LeBron. You got Young Melo.
Kobe.
You got Kobe. You Durant. Got D-Wade in his prime.
Yep. Come on now.
Dream Team don't want to smoke.
Come on, that good. There you go. There you go.
I mean, they too athletic. Like,
come on, man.
The way, even with Wade and Bron, the way they can just full court throw at each other, catch it, dunk. It's a whole different game.
Yeah, man.
It's a whole different game when it comes to that. So, like, when it comes to your all-stars versus our all-stars, you got Jordan who probably, it's going to be close.
Yeah.
Because of Jordan and Magic.
Yeah.
Bird was kind of aging.
Yeah, they were aging.
Around that point.
Yeah.
And then Christian Leighton, who the fuck, he's a non-factor. They gonna have, it would be a long day for them.
Yes, it would be.
But you got Barkley and Malone.
Man, them boys, and they like all everybody on their Redeem team about in their damn prime though, man.
Was Shaq on the Redeem team? Did he play?
I don't think so.
He didn't do one of them teams, did he?
God
damn.
Nope.
If they have the Redeem team at Shaq, I cancel.
Over with, man. Come on now.
Absolutely. But I would give the Redeem team just cause of what the game was when they was in there. They lobbing from full court.
Come on, bro.
They shooting out way out here.
Come on, man. I'm watching them highlight when I get to the grill. Yep. Like, for real. Should I got no current event? I got the question I wanted to see you
what's up?
Light up about, but do you want to end it here or you want to go ahead and rock with
it? Man.
Let's go. Okay, so this was a question I saw on the Book of Face. And it says, hey guys, I don't know if I'm being petty here, but I feel like I am not. This is a woman, of course.
Of course, because she said I feel.
Okay. So my ex-husband, remarried and has kids with his wife. She owns a business and I found out that she makes almost $1 million a year. My ex works and gives me $900 a month in child support for our daughter.
Man, that's generous.
But I don't think that is fair. I told him that it would be nice if he sent me more for my daughter. He told me that his wife and his accounts are not together. But honestly, I want to take him and his wife to court to get the max amount I can for my daughter. I work from home and my husband is in the army, but we are both struggling. It would be nice to have that additional income that my daughter deserves. What do you guys think? Dope Tomorrow. What are your thoughts? Go.
$800 a month. You playing with me. You keep talking $700. Nah, man, that ain't your money. That ain't your money. That's it. I mean, like, I don't know no way else to say it. Like,
she stated that it's not fair that his family is successful and they are smart with their business and finances. Meanwhile, her and her husband are struggling. So who's at fault for your family, going through what they're... It's not their fault.
At all.
Y'all got y'all shit over here in y'all household. They got their shit over here in their household.
Yeah.
The fuck... Your finances got to do with his. Or hers.
Or hers. That's
or hers.
Yeah. Nothing.
Because she's a millionaire. She makes a meal from her business. What's stopping you from doing the damn same?
Over here writing Facebook posts.
Fucking Facebook.
That's what's stopping her. Nah, man, that ain't cool, man. I don't like that. If you would like for your daughter to experience the type of money that we got, you can always sign up custody to me and my new wife.
Problem solved.
That's what it. Nah, cause then you don't have no chips on the table. With that point, you have no leverage. When the man take the child, you have zero leverage. You can't stand it. I know it hurt. You feel like the child need the mama. Nah, we really don't. Cause you coming with that type of shit, you gonna provide mental instability and challenges for that child growing up because you don't understand how to heal yourself. So you're going to project that on that child. Just give me the child. That'll be my whole thing with it. We'll figure it out. I got grandma at the crib. They're ready to take them. Mm-hmm. Not me directly. Me and my baby mom good. But if it come to that, like, I got a structure that can.
Absolutely.
We don't need. But we don't need. We'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Yeah. Lady. I don't know your name, but no, bro. Just no.
Hey.
I relax.
You need the child with you more than I. You need it. Because you have no leverage on shit in life without that kid. Mm. And they know that. That's why they make it hard. Women make it hard for dudes that want to do good.
Yeah.
Because you can't make it hard for a nigga that don't give a fuck.
Absolutely not.
You just in your, you gonna be in your feelings about that. A dude that give a fuck, that's the one you want to make it hard for. What type of sense did that make?
Especially when it comes to the kids. Yep.
Cause you want to be with them. Cause like it don't make sense. And that's I'm glad me and my daughter's mom got past that. Cause we got to that point too, where it was like, Jason, I need you to just get her every weekend, and like, but. Honestly, if you do the math on the hours, let me break it down for y'all.
Okay.
If you factor in school and your job, and they bedtime, you're probably spending 4 hours a day with them. That they ain't sleep or they ain't at school, probably about 4 hours. Mm-hmm. So I do the math on that 4 times 5 days a week. But I actually get them on Friday. So actually less on Friday, but be that as it may.
Neither.
20 hours. If I get on Friday, Saturday, they here all day. Let's just say they sleep 8 hours. That's 16. And then the half a day Friday, the half a day Sunday, that's about 16. That's 32 hours. But you don't feel like I get them enough? I could drop the kid off at school for an 8-hour babysitter. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you really want to take it to the math of it, you ain't spending that much goddamn time. I got the kids all week. You just get up. Do you have them all week? Really? Do you? The school system. The school system have more than you. The school day is, what, 6 hours? At minimum.
You 6-7, yeah.
I do the math on that. That 30. You at 20. So, you still losing. But I don't get them enough. Okay. All right. Keep talking that shit. Give my goddamn kid, man. Like they they don't want to talk to me about this shit, man.
Oh my God.
I'm so glad I never had to go there. But I had that. I had that in the arsenal. I had it in the arsenal.
Me and my daughter Ma went through a rough patch, you know what I'm saying, for a little while or so, but we super good now. Like, we the best we have been now, like, in forever.
Yeah, it's just growing up.
Yeah.
Because everybody read from that same script, man. Like, that's what they supposed to do. That's what we supposed to do. Ah, well, because they still want to have that life. Because during the week, they can't party. So they feel like the weekend is when they can. So the weekends that we don't get them, they feel like, well, damn, I'm just stuck all the time. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it, but don't try to play the hours semantics.
I ain't no.
Don't do that. I want to talk.
So that also may tie into this here, and this will be my last thing. This girl posted a status, and she said, Black women are taught how to live without a man rather than keep one. Do you agree?
Yes. But that's back to slavery, though, because they always ripped the man out of the home. Mm-hmm. So they had to learn how to operate without a male figure in the home.
Do you think that this is why a lot of the relationships are not working now?
Absolutely. I think a lot of women are, the norm is it for it not to work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just kind of what they used to. So when they see it not working and they get to blow up and why won't he do this? That's really normal for them. Because if it worked, they would be in a relationship.
True that.
So true they that. Still, they just projecting because they haven't healed from past relationships.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't healed themselves. They don't feel whole by mm-hmm. themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that shit come into play with it. But I don't blame them for that. It's just, again, I always say, like, men, the ones that are stronger, like myself, I would consider myself in a category where I kind of understand where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta tell them, like, sorry, you what you doing, that don't work for this type of man or the type of man you saying you want. You the type of shit you putting on a man like that, it ain't gonna ever work for real. You gonna always get subpar results out of that.
And I don't think a lot of them understand it.
They don't.
Like,
because there's always a nigga out. I mean, cut you off, but there's always a nigga that will accept it.
Absolutely.
Because they want to fuck.
Absolutely. That is right now.
But and then they think that means something wrong with you.
Yeah.
And it's like, you always gonna find a simper nigga.
A sucker.
Yeah. That gonna be like, you right. Oh, you
yeah.
right,
man. Yeah, yeah.
And then they get tired of your shit too. Be like, wait a minute. I thought I was a man. I'm about to bounce too. Yeah. Are you just like everybody else? No, you just reading the same shit.
Yeah.
And he put up with it the fuck.
Yeah. There's plenty of niggas that will put up with your attitude, but once they fuck, they're done putting up with your attitude.
Yeah, and everybody got a threshold, like a limit. Like, you ain't about to keep telling me I'm ain't shit and hey. I'm coming back to that. Why am I coming back to that?
And I don't understand either why some people, that it's some narcissistic shit to where you think I'm entitled to talk to you. I'm entitled to be with you. Fact. I can wake up tomorrow and just be like, no, I don't want to do this shit no more.
You could.
And you got to respect that shit.
You should.
You're supposed to respect that. That's a decision that I make.
Right.
But you are so full of yourself and you so narcissistic that you, No, you don't feel that way. Yes, the fuck I do.
And you want to verbally abuse me into being like, you're right, I'm going to stay.
Yeah.
I'm not about to take your abuse.
You want
to
call me this, call me that. Oh, you running from a conversation. Or you didn't. No, the fuck I'm not. I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah. Well,
I do not understand that shit, man. And this is for men and women.
Yeah.
You got to fucking realize if somebody don't want to talk to you, they don't fucking have to.
But that's my thing with people. I just want people to be free.
Yeah.
I just want people to just be human. Because, we all doing this our way one time. We don't know shit from shit.
Hey.
So that's why I'm like, I understand your point, but it's like, my thing is, that ain't where I'm at with it. Like, I don't want to talk today.
That's my big thing.
That's my personal choice. I don't.
Yep.
I'm going through other shit outside of your boom. Bum ass.
Boom, boom.
You know what I'm saying? Boom. Like, you think the world revolves around you?
Yep.
Nigga, my job on my ass.
Yep.
I got my child over here. I got to figure out how to pay these bills. I got taxes due by the 15th.
Yep.
And none of this had nothing to do with me. I'm just saying. But this stuff in my life,
yeah.
I got edited videos. I get paid to rent this room out. So they expecting their video. Hey, bro, when you going to send it? All this stuff. Like, I got a lot of shit I got to deal with. And you think that it revolves around you. It's just like, you don't understand. Yep. You disrespecting me by not understanding. I just can't right now. I'm sad. Can I feel sad sometimes?
You can't. In their mind, you can't.
Like,
because I'm like that too. It's just sometimes I get in the mood where, like, I just don't want to talk. Like, especially if I've been filming, if I've been editing and shit like that, man, I just want some time to just let me breathe.
And let me figure out how I feel about stuff, too.
Exactly.
Because if you make me talk before I can figure out how I feel about it, I'm going to give you bad information.
Absolutely.
And now I got to try to back that up. And I don't really feel like that. But since you're making the conversation before it's time,
yeah,
I don't know. So, it's just respecting people and...
But people don't respect people, bro. And people don't respect people wanting their peace or their space. And I take that, like, if I say I don't want to talk and you keep trying to force me to talk, I see right there, I don't need to be dealing with you. I don't. Because if I'm telling you I don't want to talk, and then you keep forcing me to talk, you keep testing me, or you try calling me and shit like that, and I blow up. Right. Now you, what you got an attitude for? Bitch, I told you I didn't want to fucking talk.
But that's what they want, though.
Yeah.
Like, Hill told you. And that was so fire, that conversation we had on the podcast. They didn't come here for... They came here for the blow-up.
Yeah, they came here for conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They leaving with it.
Yeah, shout out to Hill, boy.
They came here for it.
Yeah.
They leaving with it.
Yeah.
So, again, once you understand that... it just...
Then you go to blocking a motherfucker. Oh, you childish for blocking me. I said I didn't want to talk.
Now, I ain't blocking nobody.
I will block the shit out of a motherfucker. You ought to see my block list. You ought to see my block list.
I'm just not going to answer. Like,
and motherfuckers start to say one message or bind the other. Boom, 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 boom. Boy, it's like, bro, don't you have other shit to do?
I don't know. I do, though.
Exactly. All right, man. I have nothing else to do tomorrow.
Hey, man, it was a great episode. I'm drunk as fuck right now. But it's so early, so I feel like I gotta go get another bottle. I'm on vacation, bro.
Hey, man, live it up, enjoy it.
We get on Facebook Live for a minute, cut up.
Yes, sir.
Some songs, some shit, man. But follow me, man, Dope Tomorrow on all social media, Dope Tomorrow TV on YouTube. Like, subscribe, share, do all the things you do on social media. I'm here, man. Let's work. Let's grind.
Yes, sir.
Let's link all of those terms that was fire in 2019, but we can't do it in 2020 because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And white girls, Black Lives Matter. I know y'all know. You know. I know you can't say it in front of your white man. I get it. I get it.
But
we know the truth. That's all I got, man.
I'm Rob, man, across all social media platforms, man. YouTube.com/ Rye Media Company. Check out the short films. The last one, He Can't Love You. That one's doing some pretty good numbers. Go check that out. Nia's Revenge will be filmed next week. That'll be dropping on July 29th. Mm. So, yeah, man, we're getting these projects out of here. Instagram, man, add the Rye Media Company page also. If anybody needs any graphics, YouTube intros, banners, anything, holler at your boy, man.
Actually, I've been meaning to holler at you, but I do want an end screen graphic.
For sure.
So I'll hit you up about that.
Yeah, we can do
black
that.
Business,
we
you know can do what I'm saying?
For sure, for sure. I sent somebody your info, too, man. They were looking for a studio.
Hey, so, man. Yeah. I'm here with it.
Yeah, man.
Y'all know the vibes. And I shout out to the actors and actresses in that last short film of yours. They did a really good job.
Shout out to Sydney. Shout out to my dog, Chevy. And shout out to that boy, Joseph.
That nigga had the bat. I believe all his words.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Chevy. Chevy real. Like, yeah.
And the guy with the beard. He, like, you shouldn't have went and tried to save her, is my whole question. Like, yep. What?
Yeah.
Stop trying to save these hoes. Stop. They bad for your health.
Let me give a special shout out to Sydney, because Sydney stepped in literally Sunday morning. We were filming at 12. I called Sydney at 10 o'clock and asked, like, look, man, hey, I got a role for you. I need you, because the other girl, I called Sydney at 10 o'clock and she was like, yeah, I got it. Like, what you need? I said, look, I'm finna send you the script right now.
She did good.
And she learned them lines and everything, like, within that short amount of time. So shout out to Sydney, man.
Yeah, she did good, for sure, for sure.
And that is all we have, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to the girls that eat ass. And as always.
No.
We not going?
Yeah. As always, send new. But shout out. I ain't trying to get my ass ate. I'm sorry. No. I was born in 84. We not doing that.
It's an 8 or 7.
Hey, but send news with the COVID Molina mask on, the katana joint.
Wait a minute now. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, send them Winnie the Poohs also. Yeah. I like them Winnie the Poohs.
Yeah, man.
You know, come on now. Shout out to the girl. Yeah.
Wait, okay. We've done enough.